Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A 16-year-old boy is dead this morning after being shot in the Metro East. The shooting happened on West Washington Street near South 62nd in Belleville, Illinois. The victim was flown from a Belleville hospital to a St. Louis hospital where he died. Ferguson Brewing Company hosts a fundraiser today for our Lydia Bufford. She is the Kinlock firefighter injured in a triple shooting at the Applebee's in St. John Monday night. Bufford is recovering this morning from surgery last night to repair a bullet hole in her skull. She is in critical condition. The Dine to Donate fundraiser for her is from 11 to 9 today. It's at the Ferguson Brewing Company on South Florissant Road in Ferguson. For the first time since tracking began, the St. Louis area is reporting an increase in most of the COVID-19 categories being tracked. Hospital admissions jumped by 10 on Monday. That is the largest day-to-day increase in nearly a month. The number of patients in intensive care has also increased, but the number of patients on ventilators remain the same. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, bringing back the heat today with highs rising towards 90 degrees. Tonight, clouds thin out a bit to mostly clear, with temperatures dropping towards 70. Tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s with plenty of sunshine. The weekend brings scattered rain chances with heat and humidity.